Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning and welcome to the Lacaparra Valley Culture Show. Dick Newman bringing you the report this morning. Paul Ramo at his usual place at the control panel. Well, with very, very, very few activities all week long, we do have some activities going on today. Let's go through that list now, and we'll go through it at the end of the program as well. Wrestling tournament started 7 minutes ago down in Redwood Falls, River Riot. I'll go through those teams when we have the interview with Hank Ireland. Also, I believe Knowledge Bowl started at Lacaparra Valley at 9 o'clock this morning. Girls B basketball at home against KMS at 11. The varsity game starting at 2:30 or 12:30 against KMS, all at the school. Dance high kick is at Bold today at noon, and Paul Ramo momentarily will be talking to the dance line coach. The boys basketball team also in action today, as they are up in Ortonville with the B squad starting, let's see, 1 o'clock, and I think the varsity at 2:30 up in Ortonville. So, lots of activities going on today. If you want to get out, and you can go to Olivia to watch dance line. You can go to Redwood Falls to watch wrestling. You can go to Lacaparra to watch the girls play varsity basketball and B-Squad basketball, and up in Ortonville. So get out and enjoy some activities finally this week. We'll take this break, and we'll come back with Paul Ramo with that dance line interview after this.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Don't let deer derail your future. Southwest Insurance Services of Canby and Grinnell Mutual encourage you to practice safe driving, especially this time of year. If you see a deer on the road, slow down, stay calm, and don't swerve to avoid it. Find more driving safety tips at grinnellmutual.com. Together we can trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell agent at Southwest Insurance Services in Canby, for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. And Carrie Harding at Southwest Insurance Services in Canby wishes everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Renee Durfee, family nurse practitioner at Johnson Memorial Health Services. May all the seasons of your life be bright and filled with joy. Wishing you a very Merry Christmas from all of us at JMHS.
You know, Santa is seriously the best boss ever.
Like, we elves get the summer off, no middle management, and get this.
Santa's letting us bring our elf energy
right to you at Mall of America.
We elves are in town to help you get your holiday shopping done good and early, with thousands of gifts right at your fingertips.
Not stuck on a ship or truck somewhere.
Book a room at Radisson Blue Mall of America and shop in your jammies, since it's connected to the mall.
Plus a pool, a fitness center, and Fire Lake Grill House.
The littles can make gifts at Crayola Experience.
There's sky-high rides at Nickelodeon Universe.
And our fellow elves at the Candy Cane Institute have fun in store for the whole family.
Then dive into sea life and check out the sharks.
You think they have narwhals?
Spend $150 and get Mall of America rewards like free ride passes.
There's music, decorations, and you'll need a sleigh to get all those gifts home.
We're working on that for you. Join us for Happy Elfa Days
at Mall of America.
See mallofamerica.com/holiday for details.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Lacaparral Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows Dance Team with head coach Carly Wager. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning.
Well, did you enjoy the whole week of winter weather?
Yes, it's made it a little difficult to practice. We've had to come up with some unique ways to still get our training in. So.
Yeah, how does that work when the kids have to stay home? Do they have assignments to do some stuff at home then, or...?
Yeah, so we have a private Facebook page account where I post a workout on there, and then along with encouraging them to do the routine a couple times, and then they're supposed to post a picture of themselves once they're done to kind of show accountability and stuff with their teammates. So that really worked well throughout the week when we weren't able to have practice. We were able to get Jazz in on Wednesday, so that was helpful. But yeah, Tuesday and Thursday we weren't able to get our normal practice in, so we had to be creative.
Oh wow, a little more than I thought.
Yeah,
you're still practicing then.
Yep, exactly.
Well, you had that was your first competition last Saturday, right?
Yep, we were in Renville, so it ended up really being a great competition. There were 9 teams there, including us. It was Worthington, Spectrum, Canby, Mineota, Montevideo, New Ulm Cathedral, Wabasso, McCray RCW, and Lakeview. And so for varsity kick, we actually ended up placing first. Our rank point total was 3. And so for those that don't understand the dance lingo, the judges rank you first through however many teams, so it'd be first through 9, and so that means when we get a rank point total of 3, that means all the judges put us in first place, and so that was really fun to see for that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So there's 3 judges then, or what?
So they have 5 judges.
Okay.
And then they drop the highest score and the lowest score, and then they average out the rank points that way.
Oh,
but
nice.
For us, they all 5 judges actually put us in first place. So, yeah, that's fun to see and encouraging right off the bat. So
when you see a rank score of 3, that's like a perfect score then? Or...
Exactly,
okay.
Yes. Yep. And then we also have total points. And so each judge rates us on a scale of 1 to 10 in various categories. And so our total points ended up being 361, and so, which is a really good score at this point in the season. Our highest score was with visual effectiveness, and that's under the choreography category, which means they really liked how visually appealing our choreography was, and that's something that's really difficult to change once you have your choreography set. And so I'm really happy to see that they really like our choreography. Our lowest scores had to be where it was like in our kick technique and then our degree of accuracy. And so although they were our lowest, those are both areas where it's easier to drill and work on at practice versus, you know, changing your whole choreography of your dance. And so we're really going to start honing down and working on kick technique. And the degree of accuracy is just kind of like your execution of the dance, how many mistakes you have in the dance and stuff. So all things that we can work on and improve on throughout the season.
Oh, now that was in high kick, you said?
That was high kick, yeah.
Okay, so yep. You got first, and who got second and third again?
So Montevideo got second, and they had a rank point of 6, and then Worthington got third, and they had a rank point of 10.5.
Okay, did you get a chance to see their routines, and what did you think of them?
So when we go to the competitions, we aren't able to go sit out in the stands because they're usually packed full of spectators, which is awesome. But thankfully, they were able to have a live stream. We had a lot of supporters watching all around the state, so that was fun to see the different posts and Snapchats of them staying there watching. And so that's how we were able to go back and watch their routines too. Okay. So we weren't able to watch it in real time, but we could go back and watch them.
Right. Okay, good. Who are your captains for High Kick, Carly?
Yes. So our captains this year are Emily Torstensen, Peyton Moe, Annika Fernolds, Reese Mitchell, and Isabella Jelly. And they just did an awesome job of keeping the girls calm and not so nervous on Saturday. So they really helped pump them up and get them excited to go out and perform. So I think that had a lot to do with our success that day as well.
Okay. All right. So that completes High Kick from last Saturday in Renville. How did you do in Jazz?
So Jazz, we ended up getting first place as well. We had a rank point total of 3 again, so that means all judges put us in first place. There was a pretty big point gap between first and second, and so it was about a 50-point gap between Lac Parle and McRae, and so we had a pretty good lead on them, although McRae had gotten second, and we were so excited for them. It's they've been working really hard, and they typically don't place at a lot of our competitions, so it was really fun to see them get second at their home competition. They are really excited.
Good.
And so we're all happy for them, yeah. And cool. Then Montevideo got third place in Jazz.
Okay. Now, talk about your Jazz routine a little bit. A little different than years past, isn't it?
Yes. We're doing kind of a fun, upbeat song, so it's to One Way or Another. And the girls have black and red uniforms, and we kind of channeled a Cruella theme, and so based off the new movie Cruella, and so One Way or Another is one of the songs that was played in there, and so it's just really fun and energetic, and it's just different than what we had last year, as we had more of like a slow, lyrical, like emotional routine, and so this one's more of a fierce jazz funk routine, so it's just really fun for the girls to have something on the complete opposite spectrum of what they did last year. So,
well, the judges liked it then.
Yes, they did. Our highest score again was in the visual effectiveness and then routine effectiveness, and so that means they liked the overall choreography of our routine as well. And again, that's something that's difficult to fix at this point in the season, and so we're happy to see high scores there. And then our lowest scores were in placement and control, and then degree of accuracy, so that's more of the execution and technique of our turns and leaps, and just our mistakes of the routine. And so we've already tweaked a couple of our turn sets to help make them cleaner and help us hit them a little more accurately, and so we're excited to get out there and perform those changes on Saturday at Bold.
Okay, and your captains for Jazz?
Yes, our captains stay the same with both Kick and Jazz. And sometimes we don't have a Jazz captain, so sometimes the captain isn't in both Kick and Jazz, but this year all 5 girls are in both routines. So,
More on the Renville competition invite?
We had JV came along to this competition as well, and they ended up getting second place in the high kick category. And where it gets kind of tricky is they actually beat Montevideo in actual points, but it's the rank points that they go by for the award system. And so we had lost in rank points to them, but had won an actual points.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Does that unusual?
It's not unusual, but it's it happens every now and then, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. And then their JV Jazz routine ended up getting first as well. So it was a great day. We, instead of trophies, we came home with 2 cakes and 2 boxes of cookies. So
nice.
That was fun. Yes.
Do they eat that on the way home?
No, but we celebrated at practice on Monday.
Okay.
So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And like you said, I watched a little bit of it online, and RCW does a great job with the online there, so everybody can watch it.
They do, yes.
Okay. You're in Bold today. Tell us about that.
Yes. Yeah, we're really excited for that. We have will be going head-to-head with YME and St. Cloud Cathedral, and so that'll be our first time seeing them and their routines and competing against them. And so I think it'll be a battle between us three this year again. So it'll just be kind of a good day to see where everybody falls and what we need to work on over Christmas break.
Okay, and St. Cloud Cathedral, talk about them. I think, weren't they were state champions last year, weren't they?
They were. They were both in both kick and jazz, yes.
And you guys were runner-up?
We were runner-up for jazz, and then
okay.
YME was runner-up for kick.
Okay.
But we were all three, the top three teams in the state. So it'll be a good competition to see where we fall. This last year was St. Cloud's first year being in Class A, and so they've been in Double A in the years past. So,
what other teams are going to be in bowl? Do you have that in front of you there, Carly? Or?
Yes. So we've got Cambie Mineota will be there, Montevideo, and St. Charles will be there.
Okay. Well, that sounds like the girls got to be up for that, knowing that some good competition is going to be there.
Yes, they're excited. A little more nervous, but they're excited. So.
All right. Well, if it's online, we'll pass that along on the radio station today so people can catch that. So, all right. We cover about everything, Carly?
Yes, that's about it.
All right. Well, good luck today in bowl. And do they give cupcakes and cake at bowl, too, or what?
I haven't heard yet. We'll have to see what we come home with.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Carly, for the time today, and good
luck
today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That's Carly Wager, head coach of the Lacaparral Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll come back with more of the Coaches Show right after this.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods right downtown Dawson, Minnesota is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Let's take a look at a couple of other things going on this weekend in addition to the Madison Chamber activities going on today. A Mother's Love screening will be at the Ortonville Mercantile on Main Street, Ortonville, Saturday today at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Karina Kafka, filmmaker from Ortonville, will be showing her documentary, A Mother's Love. It's a 26-minute-long documentary about Monica Fasthorse's journey to find her missing daughter. Film brings awareness to what's happening to many indigenous families. Location's handicap accessible. There will be refreshments. It's free, and everyone's welcome. That's 1 p.m. today at the Ortonville Mercantile on Ortonville's Main Street. On Sunday, December 18th in Holloway, they'll be playing bingo for the food shelf. Bring an unexpired item for the food shelf or make a cash donation. In return, you can play all the games of bingo to win prizes. That'll be starting in Holloway at about 3:15 Sunday afternoon.
And the Michelle Olson Shower, that was to be held at Minnesota Valley Lutheran at 10 o'clock this morning, that has been postponed.
At Johnson Memorial Health Services, we have 8 primary care medical providers that deliver high-quality, compassionate health care for individuals of all ages. We offer convenient same-day and late-day appointments that work with your schedule. With telemedicine visits, you can even see your provider from the comfort of your own home. From routine checkups to more complex issues, our healthcare team is ready to serve you. For more information, visit our website at www.jmhsmn.org.
Come on over to the Rusty Duck in Dawson. Get together with your friends. Watch the Vikings today. First drink is 2-for-1 from 10:30 to 3. They'll be open at 10:30 for breakfast, serving breakfast all day. The lunch special, roast beef commercials for soups, chicken wild rice or chicken tortilla. Evening special, prime rib, and that meat raffle at 4 p.m. Come on over to the Rusty Duck in Dawson.
Welcome back to the Culture Show. We're going to turn our attention to wrestling. You're the only thing that happened this past week, and it wasn't at the varsity level. It was at the ninth grade league when you hosted the ninth grade league on Monday. And pretty good results there, Hank.
Yeah, it was. It was nice to get that in before all the snow hit us and the ice and stuff. But yeah, it was. We had eight teams over in Dawson.
Okay.
About a hundred junior high wrestlers. So it was good turnout, and we got them in and out of there before the roads got too bad.
Okay. And was that you matched them up in groups of four or something, or was it dual meet or? Okay.
No, it was round robin style. We either had groups of three or four, or some had groups of five. So okay. Yeah, I got some results here for us. Brian Rohde.
Yep.
He's a freshman. He went 5-0 on the day. He got five matches in, so he had a good day. Christian Nordenberg went 2-0 on the day. Alex Perez was 1-1. Josh Kranz was 2-1. Eli Olson was 2-0. Paul and Chalker was 3-0. Bentley Boffin was 3-0. Aiden Olson was 3-0. Gabe Lowry was 2-1. Gavin Mortensen was 2-1. Mason Wood, he was also 2-1, and Riley Borman was 1-3. So everyone got a win, and a lot of them went undefeated. So it was a good day for United and the junior high kids.
You remember offhand what were the other teams there? Their schools?
Wilmer was there. Marshall, Mineota, Canby, Quad County. I believe that might have been a few others.
Okay.
But yeah, Benson was there too as well.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good. I think every Monday you have that ninth grade league, and it travels from site to site.
Yep, it's a good way for them to get to know they're going to get matches. You know.
Sure, sure. Well, then on Tuesday you were supposed to have a quad at Lac La Parle. That would have been a great one with the four very good teams. Of course, you didn't have it, but is there any chance of making that up?
Yeah, we're hoping to make it up this next upcoming week, if not after the first of the year. So hopefully we can make that up and at least get two of the teams to come back, if not all three.
Okay, and what were the teams once again?
It was Minnewaska, KMS, and Border West, which is Wheaton and Kyle, Alberta.
Right, yeah, and each team has some ranked wrestlers. I think they're all in Class A, but they have some very good wrestlers, and I know some place winners in the state from last year. So,
yeah, even some state champions, too.
Right. Okay, well, today you are in Redwood Falls. It was supposed to be yesterday, Friday, and Saturday, but you are going to have it today starting, well, as we speak. It started at 9 o'clock this morning, and I think there's 38 teams that you're going to have there, but some of every class, Class A, Class AA, and Class AAA, so quite a tournament there.
Yeah, this is the biggest tournament of the year for us, and yeah, like you said, there's 38 teams, and teams from all classes, A, AA, AAA, so you're going to see kids you don't usually see and kids you might not see it ever again, so it's good to get some more competition, and yeah, the weather affected a little bit, so we had to condense it down to a one-day tournament, so the brackets look a little different than what they could have, but it'll be nice to get it in at least instead of canceling it. Like, everything else this week has been going, you know, canceling everything.
That's
all
right.
The snow, but yeah, it's nice to get it in. Teams from, a lot of teams from the cities, teams from, we got New Ulm is here, Marshall, Morris, Dakota Cat, or yeah, Dassel, Cocada, Litchfield, they're a tough team as well. They'll be here. Maple Grove, lots of teams. Like you said, there's 38 of them, so lots of good competition for us, and the JV is also getting some round-robin matchups in as well. They didn't get their ninth grade league duels in yesterday because of the weather, but at least they'll be able to get some JV matches in.
Yeah, and a lot of the teams from your section later on in 2013, so if you see somebody at your weight class from a section school and beat them, you get a step above them for seeding.
Yep. For sure. So, yeah, it should be a good day.
Okay. Well, thanks for the talk this morning, and best of luck. And we'll hear all about it next Saturday. We'll check the guillotine on Sunday and find out how you did.
All right. Thanks, Dick.
That's Hank Ireland on wrestling. We'll take this break and have more of the Culture Show after this.
Make Marks on Main, downtown Dawson, your one-stop shop for Christmas decor, gnomes, Hallmark Christmas cards, gourmet foods, women's clothing and slippers, jigsaw puzzles, journals, note cards, coffee, soaps and lotions, candy and chocolates, children's books, candles, and so much more. While you're shopping, visit the coffee bar for a specialty drink or a flavor of the day coffee. Marks on Main is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturdays, 8 till noon. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram. Shop local this holiday season. Shop Marks on Main, downtown Dawson.
For all your auto glass needs, including auto, semi-truck, glass repair and replacement, and tractor and combine cabs, check with Sean Duth at Dawson Auto Glass. Call 320-226-1900. He does all rock chip repairs, works with all insurance companies, and offers same-day service and will come right to your house. That's Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 or Dawson Auto Glass at MediacomBB.com. Net. That's Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson, Minnesota, owned and operated by Sean Duth.
Okay, back here at the Culture Show, did that interview with head coach Hank Ireland yesterday, and it was supposed to be a two-day tournament, but it's the biggest wrestling tournament that Team United is in, and it's if everybody's there, we don't know, because it's just a one-day tournament now, but 38 teams, if everybody's there, and some are Class A, some are Double A, which we are, and some are Triple A, and I'll go through the order alphabetically of the teams that could be there, and we'll find out next week what teams were there, or go in the guillotine tomorrow, and you'll look for the Redwood River Riot. So these teams include Adrian Area, ACGC, Atwater Cosmos, Grove City, Blue Earth Area, Bold, Canby, Dasso Coquito, Litchfield, Dawson Boyd, Lacaparo, Montevideo United, Edina, Fairmont, Martin County West, Faribault, Fulton, Murray County Central, Holdingforth, KMS, Kirkhoven, Murdoch, Sunburg, Le Sueur, Henderson, Medelia, Truman, Martin Luther, Jayhawks, Mahaka, which is Morris Area, Hancock, Chicago, Alberta, Mankato West, Maple Grove, Maple River, USC, Marshall Area, New London, Spicer, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, New Ulm Area, Red Rock Central, Redwood Valley, Ricori, Cold Spring Ricori, St. James Area, Sartell, St. Stephens, Socorro River, Rapids, Rice, Sibley East, St. Peter, Tracy Milroy, Ballaton, Westbrook, Walnut Grove, Tri-City United, Wabasso, Windham Area, Mountain Lake, and Worthington. Wow, 38 teams. And at the same time, the varsity is going on. This is an individual tournament. The JV will be grouped into four groups of four, and they're in their auxiliary gym or field house just to the, I guess, the north of the main gym. So lots of wrestling going on in Redwood Falls today. With that, we'll take this break, and we'll come back and close out the show for another week.
See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, Minnesota, showing Friday, December 16th through Monday, December 19th in Theater One. It's Disney's Strange World, rated PG. That's Strange World in Theater One. In Theater Two, it's Devotion, based on the true story of two Korean War pilots. That's Devotion, PG-13 in Theater Two. Both show once nightly at 7, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand. Final free matinee for the holiday season, sponsored by the Madison Chamber and Prairie Waters Tourism, will be The Grinch, rated PG, showing at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon, the 17th. Madison Area Chamber of Commerce is hosting a variety of activities over the holiday season. There are a couple of changes. The sleigh rides in Madison scheduled for Saturday, the 17th, have been canceled due to concern for the safety of the horses with the weather and the possibility of icy streets. So if you did buy a ticket for that in advance, you can get a refund at the chamber office, the radio station building. Christmas baking contest and coffee party was to be this past week. It's rescheduled for the 20th, Tuesday. That'll be over at Madison Mercantile. Entry times are 7:30 to 8:30 on Monday evening, the 19th, and from 9 to 10 a.m. Tuesday, the 20th, with coffee and announcement of winners from 2 to 4 p.m. on Tuesday afternoons. Come on over for the coffee party there, and be sure to enter some baked goods if you like to bake. There'll be a free movie matinee at the Grand Theater in Madison on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. Note the time, 1:30. It's The Grinch. That's open for kids and adults alike. Final free matinee, courtesy of the Madison Chamber and Prairie Waters Tourism. Santa Claus Day is back on Saturday, December 17th, and Breakfast with Santa. That'll be from 9 to 11 at the VFW. Madison Kiwanis will be serving pancakes, sausage with juice, milk, and coffee by a free will donation to raise funds for the Gifts for Kids program. So we'll come on over for that. And the Chamber is going to be hosting Drive-Up Bingo Wednesday evening, the 21st. The event will take place in and around the parking lot across from the happy hour. No charge to play. Just pull in, pick up your card, tune in to Q92. We'll be calling numbers on the radio starting at 6 o'clock. You honk your horn if you get a bingo, and somebody will bring you your prize. Easy as that. That's coming up on December 21st. The Madison Area Chamber of Commerce $100 Christmas medallion was found on Thursday. The medallion was hanging in an evergreen tree near the water tower. It was found by Harper Omland, Marin, and Thea Nolte. So congratulations to those young ladies. They get $100 in Madison bucks to share. Come on over to the Rusty Duck in Dawson. Get together with your friends. Watch the Vikings today. First drink is 2-for-1 from 10:30 to 3. They'll be open at 10:30 for breakfast, serving breakfast all day. The lunch special, roast beef commercials for soups, chicken wild rice or chicken tortilla. Evening special, prime rib, and that meat raffle at 4 p.m. Come on over to the Rusty Duck in Dawson.
Back here at the Culture Show, let's go through the activities that will be held today. First off, as between the last two commercial breaks, at River Riot at Redwood Falls Wrestling Tournament started at 9 o'clock, and that will continue until it's over somewhere around 5, 6 o'clock this late afternoon, early evening. I believe the Knowledge Bowl is going on out at Lacaparo Valley, but for sure, B-Squad and varsity girls basketball will be going on at Lacaparo, the B squad against KMS at 11 o'clock, and the varsity somewhere around that 12:30 mark, also with KMS. And the boys are also in action today as well, up in Ortonville, with the B squad starting at 1 p.m., and the varsity to follow somewhere around 2:30 up in Ortonville. Well, of course, the Vikings at noon today, and also South Dakota State is playing. The winner of that game with Montana State, I believe, the winner of that game will play NDSU, North Dakota State, who came from behind and won a game last night. That I've never heard of that college team that they played. It's down in San Antonio, Texas, but they were a quick team, and they scored 15 points right away in the first quarter, and it didn't look very good, but NDSU changed the momentum of the game, and they won going away. So they could be in the finals again. For they quite a run there for the North Dakota State. Well, we'll close out the show with a couple jokes here. First off, what did the ocean say to the beach? Nothing. It just waved. And let's see. What does a sprinter in track eat before a race? Nothing. They just fast. And where do you learn to make a banana split? Of course, in Sunday school. Well, thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning. We'll have lots of results for you before we take the Christmas break. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.
It's 9:40 here at Q92 Radio. Great music for Appleton, Holloway, Lewisburg, and Hentho right here on 92.1 FM Q92.